in a planetarium.
Space is the mirror of the soul. Are we looking beyond or are we looking within?
I'm looking at my shoes. This is making me a little motion sick.
When we gaze out at the immensities of space, we understand them because there are immensities within us as well. I'm Dr. Rajesh Kutrapali, and thank you for taking a walk with me through the stars.
Howard and Leonard stand among the crowd.
That pause gets longer every show.
I believe you're right.
Hey, can I get a picture with you?
Absolutely. And if you post it on social media, I suggest the hashtag KutraPoet.
Thank you. The show was great.
Well, I can't take all the credit. I have pretty good co-stars. The stars.
The blonde gives him a look.
Do you say that to everyone?
Only to beautiful women. And okay women.
Okay.
Just to clarify, you're the first kind.
Okay.
The blonde walks away.
Thanks for coming. What did you handsome gentlemen think of the show?
You can turn it off now.
Sweet of you to say, but I don't think I can.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment.
Wait,
the Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. In the cafeteria.
Look at this cute picture of Hallie in the bath.
Oh, that's great.
Want me to send it to you?
No, on your phone it's cute. On my phone it's a crime.
I also have a pretty cute picture to share.
What is that?
An equation. Isn't it perfect? Sometimes I just stare at it and I think, I can't believe that came out of me.
Well, since we're sharing pictures, I have one to contribute.
Please don't let it be you and your dog in the bathtub.
It's not. But don't swipe.
What are we looking at here?
That's me and a beautiful woman, and my watch showing the time is 2:30 in the morning.
So, States Exhibit A?
No, I met her at the planetarium a few days ago, and she invited me out for a drink.
Oh, good for you. Hey, what's the Hindi word for dog?
Kutta.
You kutta.
Bow, bow. That's Hindi for woof, woof. I am seeing her again tonight.
You know, I also have a date tonight, but don't worry, it's not another woman. It's string theory. Bow, bow.
Sorry, he's a kutta, you're not.
At home, Sheldon takes a photo of himself and an equation on a whiteboard. Amy arrives.
Hi.
Hello.
What you doing?
Oh, taking another picture with my baby. Look how big he got.
It's fun to see you this excited.
Oh, thank you. That's so... Yeah, but no, sit there! I'm sorry. It's part of my organization system. That's where those papers go.
Okay. How about if I just slide this notebook over? You know what? It's fine. I'll just be in the bedroom.
No. This is your apartment, too. Look, I'll stop for the night and clean this up.
Well, that's very considerate, Sheldon.
I know. So I'm trying this new technique where I imagine how I would feel in someone else's position.
You mean empathy?
Oh, I thought I came up with it.
Well, regardless, I appreciate the effort.
Thank you. It's really hard.
In an apartment.
Morning.
Good morning.
The blonde kisses Raj.
Oh, you didn't have to cook me breakfast.
Well, I wasn't sure how I did last night, and I wanted to finish strong.
You don't need to worry. Last night was great.
Well, you say that now, but wait until you taste this.
He feeds her a bite.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Which is why I keep an omelet pan in the trunk of my car.
Well, thank you. It's delicious. My husband never cooked for me.
Oh, you were married?
Yeah. Well, technically, I guess I still am.
Is that technically like the paperwork hasn't gone through, or technically like he's in the closet watching us right now?
No, we're separated. Do you mind if we talk about something else?
Of course. You know, my secret to making great omelets is that I beat the egg whites separately. Speaking of which, how long have you been separated?
About 2 weeks.
That is not a lot of weeks. In fact, that's the bare minimum to get to the plural weeks.
Doesn't matter. He moved out, I moved on.
Good. Yeah, do you mind me asking what he does for a living?
He's a firefighter.
Interesting. Potentially jealous man who's handy with an axe. It's okay, though. He's almost had 2 weeks to cool down.
At home, Leonard faces Penny.
Okay, the next drug is Romatrol.
Oh, I know this one. We're actually pushing it really hard. It treats mild dermatitis.
Correct. And who can it be prescribed to?
Adults and children who have absolutely for sure stopped growing.
Right again. And what are the side effects?
Oh, shoot, shoot.
Remember the mnemonic?
Gravy, yes, G-R-A-V-Y. Okay, gastric distress, redness, anal leakage, vasculitis, and yellow eyes.
Oh, so close. It's actually yellow discharge.
Oh, right. That's why we went with gravy.
Sheldon enters.
Hello.
Hey.
He ignores them and walks straight toward the bedrooms.
He knows he doesn't live here anymore, right?
Maybe he's experiencing memory loss because he took...
Floxitrite! Yeah.
Thank you.
Sheldon, what are you doing?
Oh, I was just checking in on my old room to see what you've done with it.
Why?
Well, I could use a place to work in the evening.
No.
Well, it's just that there's not a lot of space in our apartment. Well, I feel like Amy's been having... And since you're not doing... It's...
No! That is our room now, and we're going to turn it into a gym.
Do you really expect me to believe that?
No.
Raj talks with Bernadette and Howard.
So I guess what's bugging me is that they only broke up 13 days ago, and now I'm dating her. So am I like the good guy in my movie or the bad guy in their movie?
Pretty sure you're the weird friend in our movie.
I like her, okay? I don't know how I feel about being the third wheel in a relationship.
Says the guy in my bed with my wife.
Guys, I mean, he's around, okay? He's apparently not happy about the breakup. And based on the sweatpants he left at her place, he's like a medium to large man.
Maybe those are his after-the-holiday pants, like you have.
I don't know. I mean, do you think it's too soon for her to be dating? If you and Bernadette broke up, like, how long would you wait?
Oh, well, I don't even want to think.
8 days.
What?
2 days to cry, 6 days to hit the gym.
First of all, you already look amazing.
Aw, that's sweet. I'm gonna give him an extra day of crying.
At home, Leonard paces while on the phone.
The answer is still no. You can say we wouldn't know you're here, but we'd know. Because you'd be here!
So, who was that?
Sheldon emerges.
I can't believe you hung up on me!
What the hell? What are you doing here?
I am proving you wrong. I've been working back there for hours. You had no idea.
Do something.
What the hell? What are you doing here?
I am trying to respect Amy.
Okay, look, you have an office at work. Why don't you go there?
I can't go to the office every time I have a brilliant thought. I'd basically be living there.
Sounds good. Do that.
No, the campus isn't safe at night. There's raccoons and undergrads just walking around like they own the place. Look, I need somewhere to work in the evenings. You have a space you aren't using. Just take a look at my proposal.
What is this?
A rental agreement. I will only use the room for work. I won't sleep here. I won't eat your food. I won't even use your bathroom.
So you can just walk in any time of the day or night?
No, he does that now. At least this way we'll get paid.
In the planetarium.
I'm Dr. Rajesh Kutrapali, and thank you for taking a walk with me.
Through the studs.
I think that one was too long.
Yeah, you're right. I totally felt it. Should we run it again?
Please, God, no.
A shaggy-haired man enters.
Hey.
Hey, can I help you?
Which one of you is Rajesh Kutrapali?
Really, you're not sure which one of us is Rajesh Kuthrapali?
I am. I was just trying not to be racist. I'm Nell's husband.
Howard takes a step back.
Here's the thing. I didn't know that she was married until after.
After what?
Raj looks at Howard, who steps even further back.
I'm really sorry.
Well, that doesn't make me feel better.
What would make you feel better?
I want you to stop seeing my wife.
Done. Nice to meet you. Bye.
Raj and Howard start to go.
What am I going to do?
Raj slowly approaches him.
Hey, buddy, do you want to talk?
I thought we were going to start a family. Next thing I know, it's over.
It's going to be okay.
How is it going to be okay? You're sleeping with my wife.
I mean, besides that.
Raj turns to Howard, who gives him a thumbs up. Next to Nell's husband.
Can I get you anything? A glass of water? A laser show?
No, thank you.
Oh, good, because I don't even know how to turn it on.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come here. I guess I just wanted to see who she replaced me with.
Don't say that. What you two had was special. No one can replace you.
Did she say that?
No.
I should go, right?
Stay.
Okay, I'll call you later.
Howard leaves.
Look, if it makes you feel any better, I barely know her.
And she had sex with you?
Nell tells me you're a fireman. What's that like?
At home, Leonard and Penny watch TV. Scowling, Leonard looks around.
Okay, I'm really uncomfortable with him back in that room.
Why? He hasn't made a peep all day.
You don't get it. All the years that we lived together, he drove me crazy the whole time.
And now he's not.
Exactly. Don't look at me like that. It means he did it on purpose. It was a choice. That's like finding out Godzilla could have had Arby's instead of Tokyo.
I don't think they have Arby's in Japan.
Not my point.
Leonard goes to the second bedroom.
Sheldon! Sheldon!
I'm sorry, am I being too loud?
No, you're being perfect and you know it.
Would you like me to be a less considerate tenant?
No. Yes, what? Stop messing with me!
Leonard returns to the living room.
Hey, I was wrong. There's an Arby's in Okinawa.
Raj eats ice cream with Howard and Bernadette in their bedroom.
He was best friends with the older brother, but he didn't even notice her. And then years afterward, they randomly bumped into each other at the DMV. 2 hours later, they were in love. You can really see the sparkle in his license photo.
He told you all this at the planetarium?
No, we went to House of Pies. He got banana cream, I got coconut, we did halfsies.
You did pie halfsies with another man?
You mean other than you?
Yeah.
I feel bad for him, Bernie. He's a good guy.
Well, if you're uncomfortable with it, maybe stop sleeping with his wife.
I don't think the sex is the problem. I know for a fact, I was just okay.
For the record, I'm the one who introduced you to House of Pies.
Leonard enters Amy and Sheldon's apartment.
Sheldon? Oh, Leonard.
Sorry, I had to get out of there.
What did he do now?
Nothing. He's being a dream. Don't give me that look. That's how Penny looked at me. I'm not crazy.
Penny and I have the same you're crazy look? That's kind of sweet.
I know how to deal with Sheldon being Sheldon, but Sheldon being a rational, thoughtful person, I'm clueless. It's like when my mom called last year to sing happy birthday, and I just threw up.
Well, if it gets to be too much, you can always send him back over here.
I made a deal with him, and besides, that wouldn't be fair to you.
Well, actually, I miss him. He's been over there a lot.
Well, great. Tell him he can come back.
I can't. He's thinking of me and my feelings and trying to be respectful.
That's what he's doing to me too, the jerk! Stop that!
Hey, your mad look and Sheldon's constipated look are the same.
At Nell's place, Raj kisses her. They sit together on the couch.
This is nice.
It is.
Raj envisions her husband in the room.
She used to kiss me like that.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
They resume kissing.
Oh, God, I'm so alone.
Sorry, I can't do this.
What's going on?
I met Oliver the other day.
Wait, you tracked down my husband?
No, that would be weird. He tracked me down, then we spent the evening together.
I don't believe this.
He only did it because he cares about you.
No, he did it because he's possessive and jealous.
Really? I didn't get that at all. He made me feel very comfortable.
Well, I'm glad you two hit it off.
You know, I don't think that you're being very fair to him.
You're taking his side?
No. But I should point out that he did offer to go to counseling, so at least one of you is trying.
You're crazier than he is.
I'll tell you what. Just give him one more chance. And if it doesn't work out, I'll be happy to keep sleeping with you.
You would.
Either way, you've got yourself a fella. Like, how nice is that?
At home, Leonard knocks on the bedroom door.
Hey, Sheldon.
Hello.
Hey, so your contract provides for a 3-day trial period, and I don't think this is working out. So to put it in legal terms, the party of the first part would like the party of the second part to get out.
What time does the trial period end?
12 noon.
What does it say after that?
Eastern Standard Time.
That was 3 hours ago. And since you didn't exercise your right to revoke, I exercised my right to extend, triggering this long-form rental agreement, of which you're already in violation.
This is just a bunch of paper. You can't enforce this.
Hire a lawyer. Let's find out.
This is not happening.
Be that as it may, page 9 says that you have to provide me with lemon-flavored sparkling water, so chop, chop.
Sheldon shuts the door. Leonard crosses the apartment.
Hey, how'd it go?
Well, apparently he's not leaving, and I have to go get him sparkling water.
Why are you smiling?
I don't know. It just feels right.
As he leaves, Penny shakes her head. At the planetarium, Raj stares off.
Through the stars.
Oliver approaches.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Talked to Nell. She was pretty upset after you left.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. She told me that you said something so creepy that I seemed great in comparison.
I know exactly what it was. No, actually, there was a couple of things it could have been. Whichever one it was creepy.
Anyway, I went over to comfort her, and we talked, and I think we're gonna give it another chance.
I am so happy for you! Hey, we should celebrate.
House pies?
You know it.
Should we invite Nell?
Do we have to?
Nah.
Executive producer Chuck Lorre.